Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. Hour two. One-on-one, we appreciate you hanging out with us. For the sake of all things good, we will quickly get into this segment. Bach, if you would please, let them know who makes this happen for us.
Yeah, it is the noon hour, and that means it's lunchtime, and lunchtime here at the Ticket is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
Brisket nachos, just from me to you, all love. Brisket nachos, just going to say it to you. Don't even play with it. The loaded potato as well, it's a full meal. Don't cheat. 402-464-5685. The Starter Hammy text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing this segment, please reach out, hit us with a what's up. And then we know that you're on the streams. Greatly appreciate it. You've been active on the text line as well. This segment, we have special guests in studio. Of course, Anthony Lionheart-Smith is with us, Jake Bachoven. But we've been joined by Derek Coombs and Jamie Gordon. Jamie Gordon, CEO of the American Volleyball Coaches Association. Derek Coombs, everything Lincoln is through Derek. It doesn't happen without him. Kind sir, good to see you in here. Glad you wore blazer for us today.
Yeah, got a pretty big presentation after this on you. People who watch the early break, you know, I normally don't dress like this, but anything for the AVCA and Jamie Gordon here.
This is a phenomenal event. Big undertaking. And one, the curiosity is, how does this come together to put together this superb idea of everything great volleyball, Nebraska, Lincoln, et cetera?
Yeah, it started a little less than 2 years ago. When I kind of took over this position, there was a long history of the AVCA showcase years ago. Nebraska participated in it, and it was this opportunity to put a spotlight on the sport before the season started, before football gets into full gear. And so we got it launched last year in Louisville on a real short runway. It had four teams. Nebraska participated in it along with Kentucky, Louisville, and Wisconsin. And then December, I came out here and met with Derek, Tim over at PBA, and kind of shared, hey, we've got this vision. This can be something much bigger. And we had dinner and sort of laid it out, and you know, so be it. Less than 9 months later, we've got some of the top volleyball coming in here, incredible production value, sold out. I mean, just the way that this community embraces the sport, embraces the Huskers. I mean, it was just the right place. It made sense. And so we're really excited what we've got in line for the weekend.
Derek, the big part of this is the visionary aspect of it, right? That somehow to see this thing bigger in a space that you're proud of and you take ownership of, what does it mean for Lincoln to have this sort of event here?
I mean, to put us on a national scale like this, and Jamie and I were just chatting about this, you know, on your last segment right outside. we knew this event was going to do well in Lincoln, and we knew that the people of Nebraska were going to support this event, but I don't think what we understood was the national reach that this event was going to have. And once tickets sold out for all 3 days, even the day that Nebraska wasn't playing, we knew we had something. So to create an atmosphere that was going to exceed any other volleyball event in the world this year, that was our goal from that point forward. So having the block party, having all these individuals, which Jamie might talk about, but I mean, USA Volleyball is coming into town, the NCAA, the Big Ten, Pro Volleyball Federation, Athletes Unlimited, Love Volleyball, and so many others. So to be able to put on this production, not only for the people of Nebraska, but all those entities coming into town, we want to showcase everything that Lincoln has to offer. So anytime they think about hosting a major volleyball event, we want Lincoln to be top of mind.
Listen, to say from the outside looking in that it's impressive, one, to love volleyball so much, to bring and to have the respect for Nebraska volleyball fans to bring this caliber event, and then to have the coaches of America to co-sign this thing and say, not only do we want to do this, but the value in it, we're talking about, and for folks that don't know, now, Friday, number three Pittsburgh and number one Nebraska, That's the party starter. That's the party starter. That literally, if America said, give me the best story that you can possibly give me and explain. Aliens come down, they land. Tell me about volleyball. Go to Lincoln, Nebraska. You're going to see number three Pittsburgh, number one Nebraska. Oh, that they're going to follow that up with Florida versus number six Stanford. Oh, they're going to follow that up with Kansas and Vanderbilt. Oh, we're going to have number 12 Creighton and the reigning defending national champion Penn State Nittany Lions, and all under the same window. And then, hey, we're going to mix it up and remix it for you over the course of this thing. The full presentation, Love Volleyball, as you said, Love Volleyball, Major League Volleyball, with Supernovas in town, Love Nebraska in the space. You're showcasing the best that there is. Jamie, the pride that you have to feel, one, that this is what it is, and two, that you get to be the vehicle for it.
Yeah, it's special. You know, even yesterday, you know, going through as we're laying the floor down and the lighting's coming in, and you know, that you start to see the production value of it. But it also is, as you mentioned, it's the coaches that are agreeing to this. You know, as we were envisioning this, and you know, that Nebraska Pitt matchup, you know, that was something in early December. We thought, hey, this is going to be a replay of the national championship game because that's where, you know, all the forces were leading. So then it becomes maybe the game that didn't happen last season. But then I credit, you know, John Cook, who at the time, you know, John and I were talking about this, and he also has seen this great vision for the sport. And then Dan Fisher from Pitt to be able to say, yeah, we'll play one of the most meaningful matchups that we have right out of the gates. That says a lot to the commitment of the coaches to also grow the sport and really try and showcase this. And their commitment has been exemplary.
I want to bring in Anthony Leonard-Smith here because you have a volleyball family. And I know how much you support it and how much you love it. What does it mean for growing, aspiring volleyball players, young ladies, to see this volume, the first eight matches of the season, and some of the best players in the country, in the world, in front of them?
Well, if you think about just my sport, right? Just the UFC or even the NFL, how hard would it be if you had a son to get him in front of NFL players consistently outside of the season? Like maybe once a season, you're like, oh, I'm going to take him to Kansas City. We'll see one game. It's so easy for me to take my kids to world-class volleyball events all over the state for sure, but specifically here in Lincoln, it's just a different level. So it's easy for me to tell my daughter, my oldest, if you do this, this, and this, this is what you can do. This is what you're capable of. But if she never sees it, we're talking about a fantasy. It's really easy to drive 30 minutes to here and just watch. They're right here. You can see it right in front of you. We were at the Final Four in Louisville, and it's just such a different atmosphere. As you guys were talking, I was thinking, I don't know when this explosion of volleyball happened, but it seemed to have happened kind of under our own noses a little bit, is how it felt. And now it's like, this event is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Like, we don't have to wait for the season and kind of jonesing for high level volleyball. It's coming right here to Lincoln. That's crazy.
Derek, explain to me the production of this thing, like that it's a fan fest in full experience aside from the games, the matches themselves. But then, as Anthony said, the exposure to these athletes.
Yeah. So we knew once the event sold out so quickly, we had to take care of all the demographic that were unable to get tickets right away. So we wanted to create experience in downtown Lincoln, right in front of PBA, where all the hustle and bustle and the excitement of this incredible volleyball weekend will be happening. So, you know, we worked with Pinnacle Bank Arena a lot. Tim has been phenomenal in everything we've done. Jamie's had a vision on how to make this kind of next level kind of thing. So we're closing down the streets of Canopy Street. We're working with the Rail Yard. We are going to have live broadcasts. We're going to have live interviews with, you know, Coach Cook, Danny Busboom Kelly, other high-level volleyball minds. We're going to be able to watch the game on the Cube. So we want people to come down who did not get tickets, enjoy the atmosphere. We're going to have face painters. We're going to have live bands after the volleyball. Nebraska Knockerball is going to be down there with human foosball. We'll have a vertical jump challenge. On Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have a live volleyball court where USA Volleyball, Love Volleyball, the Supernovas, Athletes Unlimited, they're going to be programming clinics for young girls, you know, to come out and just enjoy the experience, enjoy the game, enjoy it if you did not weren't able to get a ticket. But with that said, we're going to be giving away tickets down there. So come down. We're going to have live broadcasts. We're going to be giving away tickets for each day for the next day. So we just want the community and the state to come and enjoy everything that this event is, because it is not just a volleyball event. This is an experience. And like Jamie and I were talking about, we want this event to be bigger than any volleyball event in the world this year. So when these athletes go to Kansas City, you know, for the national championships this year, that's the goal, is to raise the trophy. But when they look back on it, they go, Lincoln was special. And we want the people of Lincoln to say that too.
I love the idea of the block party happening. And you have to smile when you say it, because it will be the kickoff for volleyball, for women's volleyball in the country.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And under your umbrella and under your watch and under your guidance, where does the block party idea come from?
You know, one of the things that we lose with the Final Four is we play in December. And if it's a Midwest location, so if it's in Omaha, you know, people are rushing from their car to get inside or things like that. And so, you know, when you go to, let's say, the basketball Final Four, mm-hmm. and they have the fan fest and that engagement and this just festival feeling, well, this was a great opportunity for us to do that here. And also knowing how the community was going to come out. And as Derek referenced, the people that you know, didn't get tickets. They can still be a part of the event. We're going to have a red carpet on Friday with the teams, you know, unloading the bus and coming through with cheerleaders and band. And so there is all of these moments. And, you know, when you speak back to, you know, your kids, there's these little moments that happen in an event and you don't know where they're going to impact people in a meaningful and sometimes even life-changing way, that, you know, it's a high five that a little kid gets and they go, that's my hero now.
Right.
Or it's being in the venue and we've got the wrist LEDs and the light show and everything like that. And they say, wow, this was really cool. Or it was a big athletic play and the way that a match ended. So the more opportunities you have to make meaningful moments for the people and for the community, you know, the better. And the block party is just another one of those, you know, moments and commitments from the community.
Derek, this thing that as Anthony and I have talked about several times, he's got his 12-year-old is 6'1". Right. And there's that feeling, that personal feeling of having a young lady who may find some discomfort until she finds her people.
Yeah.
Right. And that there will be a whole nation of young ladies who get to see superheroes. Mm-hmm. And the folks in Nebraska get to come because of what you've done and put together. They get to come down and meet their heroes. They get to see them. And then they get to see themselves in that. What is the expectation? So for the first folk, the family that's listening, and they've got three young ladies and they want to come down, what's the expectation? How many people do you expect? How long does the event run?
So the event's going to start a little over 2 hours before the match is each day. So we want people to come out. And Jamie kind of mentioned the red carpet walk. We need Lincoln to show out for this. So 7 of the 8 teams participating this weekend between about 3:45 and 4:30 are going to come one by one. Get off the bus. We've asked each team to do some autographed items and throw out to the young women or young little boys out there, again, to create those experiences. But again, we've engaged the volleyball community in Lincoln, the club volleyball scene. Jamie was very strategic in how we rolled out tickets to make sure it wasn't just locals. They were able to eat up the tickets first. We wanted that regional, that national base, so other young women from across the country could come see their heroes and come be a part of a community that, again, like you said, makes them feel at home when they see other young women or young girls like themselves, maybe taller than others, but seeing their heroes in the same time and seeing being able to interact with the USA Volleyballs, the Love Volleyballs, the Supernovas in a free clinic that we're providing each one of them on Saturday and Sunday. So again, just a great experience for everybody.
I don't want to bury the lead that to have the association, have the Volleyball Coaches of America all to say, you know what? This is who we are. We want to put it on high display. And I say it all the time that when somebody's willing to turn the light on to what they do and who they are, it lets you know that it's good. What are the numbers? How many coaches are we talking about in the association? And then what's the mission and message from the ABC?
Sure. We serve women's volleyball, men's volleyball, beach at all levels. So even at the pro, coaches are members of our association all the way down to high school. So we're well over 10,000 coaches. We really focus, you know, a lot of our attention in the collegiate space because it's the most visible form of our sport right now, which is definitely evident here in Lincoln. There are so many life lessons that happen within sport, whether it's football, whether it's volleyball or basketball or wrestling or UFC, whatever it is, there are these meaningful opportunities to learn and have these experiential lessons, and volleyball is a great one. And so we want to do everything we can to showcase a sport that has so much to offer and give people an opportunity to connect, whether it be as a participant, whether it be as a coach and teach life lessons to younger people, or whether it be as a fan. You know, one of the parts that kind of gets missed a little bit in this event is all 6 matches here in Lexington or in Lincoln are nationally broadcast. You know, Friday night, it's Fox proper, you know, network prime time. You know, that's not normal that you're seeing Fox doing sports on Monday through Friday. That's not a big time event. And so I think also the commitment that you're seeing from networks, Sunday's games will be on ESPN. So we've also got joint production. That's another thing that's not normal for this type of an event, is to have Fox and Disney working together to get as big of an audience as we can. So it's exciting. And you know, I think you brought up about, you know, maybe this has grown sort of under our noses. I think it's an organic growth. You know, we haven't had this iconic athlete like a Caitlin Clark that has brought the attention. It's the game itself. It's the team itself. It's all of that that has really grown. And we just continue to see, you know, pretty big growth trajectory here.
I think it's fantastic that the games themselves, as you said, the game has grown. The game has brought people together. And then the stars happen because you go, wait a minute, that I can identify here. I think for folks who do not have tickets, so how many tickets were sold proper to the games?
So we're all sold out. So we're on Friday and Sunday. We've got a couple left, but you're looking at just under 15,000 per day.
Per day for the 3 days. And then for folks that want to come to the Haymarket, they want to come downtown, do they need a ticket? Do they need... What would you suggest? We know Park, it'll be crazy down there.
No, come enjoy it. This event is free to everybody. Again, we just want people to enjoy everything that this event is. And again, like I said, it's not just a volleyball match. This is an experience. And even if you're not a volleyball fan, or if you don't have daughters, you do not have to have that to come down and experience everything that's going to happen at the block party. You know, the event's free. We want you to come enjoy everything that Lincoln has going on this weekend.
You know, there's the merch tent, photo trailer, if you want to take pictures, human foosball, which I'm pretty sure Anthony and his family are going to be a part of, yeah. Face painting, poster decorating, absolutely the Smith family will be involved in that. Fitness and yoga sessions, let's get the retired back work done.
That's what retired people do. Yeah, yoga.
The vertical jump test. Anthony, any vertical game?
Not much of a vertical.
No.
Not much of a jumper.
No, your daughter, your wife would out jump you. Meet and greets. For listeners and families, for the meet and greets, what do they need to know about the meet and greets? Time, place, location?
So obviously the initial one we just talked about was the red carpet. So this Friday, 3:45 to 4:30, all the teams will be coming in. We want you to high five the athletes. You know, I'm not saying there's going to be autograph possibilities, but I'm not saying there's not either. So the teams will be going into the arena, get ready for the matches, getting ready for practice. But then throughout the live event in the block party, you know, we're going to have a special guest kind of throughout the afternoon and evenings each day. So come down, enjoy the experience, come see some very high level volleyball, and come see some messages by John Cook and others.
Jamie, again, thank you for what you and Derek have done, what the powers that be. Who are the business partners that help make this thing happen?
There's a lot. We have, you know, Nike's, I apologize. I know I'm not necessarily in Nike town here, but still that they've made a big commitment to
this radio station is Switzerland. Everybody's welcome here.
both of the networks have been outstanding supporters of this. Sports Imports, Volley Station, it's almost too many to mention, but some, it's been again, a community that has kind of come together and said, hey, we want to be a part of this event. We want to be a part of this here. What do you need? What can we do? And it's been heartwarming, to say the least.
Derek, Lincoln coming together at its very best. This is a showcase piece. Who are the people here that make this thing
happen? No, we love it. I mean, obviously, Bison's been fantastic. The Downtown Lincoln Association. Just so many have came in to help our local organizing committee get this off the ground and showcase everything that Lincoln has to offer. And I do want to say, I've worked with a lot of organizations before, but the AVCA came in with a blank slate. They didn't come in with their own agenda saying, we are doing it this way and get out of the way if you're not on board. They've been so collaborative and cohesive while we're doing this. Like, let's grow this together. What can Lincoln do and how can we help make it better? So working with Jamie and his team has just been absolutely phenomenal. So if you have any more questions or need any more information on this event, I know all the information is on our website at Lincoln.org. I'm sure it's on the AVCA website. So if you want to give your website, Jamie, please feel free. Yep.
AVCA.org. And I will echo the same sentiment. Tim and Derek have been tremendous partners in here, and it's really a lot of fun when you have a shared vision that everybody's working towards. And then you have a community like this that's embracing it. And so watch out.
Yeah.
Should be a great weekend. Anthony is going to capture you once the segment is over for him and his family. And as a UFC fighter, I'm just warning you, be agreeable. Yeah. Just whatever.
I'm an old one now.
Whatever he says, he needs to be working out. Gentlemen, congratulations on putting the event together, and congratulations on highlighting some of the best volleyball in the world and some of the best people in the world. Congratulations and well done.
Well, thank you. And definitely, I have a feeling he's pretty good at negotiating. So yeah. won't be too hard. You got to know what you're going into.
There we go. Again, AVCA First Serve, 22nd through the 25th, all this weekend long. Find your way down, grab the family, enjoy yourselves, and enjoy top-tier elite volleyball. We'll go to break. We'll come back. More one-on-one here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.